Emma, from your point of view, what went wrong today?
Well, first of all, congratulations to London Bees. They progressed for the next round. You know, they played with a lot of heart and endeavour, and you know, they clawed their way back into the game, you know, so they deserve a lot of credit for that. You know, for us, you know, the reality is, I think we felt the game, you know, would be won without having to put, you know, the best effort in, and unfortunately we haven't done the right things at the right times, and because of that, you know, we've been exploited, and you know, they, I think deservedly in the end, they had more fighting spirit than we did, and that's why they're heading through to the next round.
It must be really frustrating for you, because you know this team can perform such much a higher level than that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult when you go down to 10 players, and I think the thing I'm most disappointed with is the lack of professionalism today from my team. It's that, you know, it's about doing a job, and I keep reminding them on a daily basis that it's about doing your job. Do the right things, develop the right habits in all instances. Don't take anything for granted and fear defeat, and I don't think we feared that until it really mattered today, and as a result of that, you know, that's why we are where we are. And you know, I think a lot of the players can go into that dressing room and look at their own performances, and that's why we're not favourites for the league, and I very firmly place Manchester City in that position. And knowing that we're going up against Birmingham this week, the best defensive team in the league, you know, it's about really seeing if we can keep our league campaign going, you know, in adversity.
You've got a whole week to prepare for the next game. It's a crucial week.
Yeah, it's a crucial week. And as I said, they're professionals. They get paid to do this. And I'll remind them of that. And they've got to, you know, make sure that they're on it throughout the training week, because of the form that Birmingham are in. You know, I think they'll beat any team in the country. And are they even going into this game with their current form, with their current defensive record? You know, it's incredibly difficult for any team to break them down. So, you know, for us, you know, we have to work hard this week and realise that for the first time probably in the last 12 months, we are no longer, you know, the favourites in this country.